Hello.
Hi, Charlene. This is Sheldon Benjamin again. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Did you talk to your bank?
Yeah.
Is everything good?
Well, they said it would take a couple of days to undo something that was already pending, so it doesn't show yet.
It's going to take some time, as I told you. That's part of it. It's got to be have refunded the entire amount. But again, it takes time for the bank to process everything. So,
Okay.
can I guide you through the entire process now? Is this a good time?
This time to what?
This a good time to guide you through the entire process? If I would be publishing your book and getting, everything done.
Well, I guess the next thing to do is the DocuSign. I don't know how to do that online.
You haven't done the. You haven't signed the contract yet?
No.
Okay. So, do you want me to guide you on how to do that?
Well, I'm looking right now. The last I heard, somebody was going to send me something. Okay. Okay, so I got that. It says DocuSign. Okay. Well, I see this. I got the first page. Okay, I don't know how to make it move. It's got the first page. So I think I need to click. I agree to use electronic signatures. Okay, click that. All right, and then continue. Okay. Okay, so now I'm at where it says sign. Oh, I see. Okay, it already did it automatically. I see. Okay, so then click adopt and sign. Okay. Click finish. All right. So that's done.
That's done. Perfect. So, let's get down to business and first tell me a bit about your book and what was your inspiration? What's the story? Give it to me.
Okay, it's not a story. I don't know if you're familiar with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Are you? Okay. So my idea was to write something to the children of the church, and so the name of the book is Dear Children of the Church, Love Grandma. So it's written in a letter format. And my idea was that I'm telling them that I remember the questions that I had when I was their age, and now that I'm a great grandmother, I know all the answers. And so I am answering for them the questions that I had when I was their age.
Oh, so you're a great
So,
grandmother.
yes. So then I took 20 ideas, 20 things that I remember, questions that I had when I was young. And so on each page has like the same design. So I put what the question was, and then I put what the answer is that I have learned. And then I have a summary. So at the bottom of each page it says, "So, dear children of the church, this is what the summary of the answer to the question that I had."
I
And
see.
then and then in, so it's written like a letter, and then after those 20 questions that are answered, then I have a postscript to the letter and say a few more things to them, which I think is exactly what children today need to hear, encouraging and things to tell them what they can do. And then I wrote a little bit after that, which may or may not need to be included, where I told them that I have learned other things as well. So I mentioned a little bit about friendship and service and hard work, and a few interesting things like that that I have learned. And I tried to write it in an interesting way, all of it in an interesting way, so that I was thinking like 9 or 10 year olds is the audience. And I tried to write it interesting and putting what I, my question, the circumstances of the question that I had, and then give an interesting answer and a summary.
Okay,
And then the postscript.
that's nice. That is nice indeed. So, I do understand the overall, the feeling of the book. Tell me one thing. From your perspective, what kind of work does the book need in terms of a professional help? Does it need line editing? Do you want us to develop a flow?
I don't think it needs anything, but I don't know because I've not ever had anything published like that before. I've had some things published in the newspaper, but not a book. So
okay.
I have worked on it, and so I have the layout and the design for each page the way that I want it, but I don't know if that's the way you would want it. But
I understand. I completely understand. The way we will do this for now is that how about I get an editorial report formed, okay, when you send us the manuscript. I'll get an editorial report formed, and then we will see what the editors have to say. The entire board of editors that reviews the entire book then gives their pros and cons and kind of suggestions that will help you. Let's see if the book is fine, then it's okay for publishing. They'll say it's fine, it's okay for publishing, we can go ahead. If they have any suggestions, I'll put them in front of you, and you can decide if you want those done or not. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, again, it's your option. If you decide to go that I don't want these suggestions, you can, we just publish the book, then we'll just move ahead and publish the book. Okay?
Okay. So, I don't know how I'm going to, how do I get it to you?
Okay, and that's what I'm going to show you. Give me one second. Here we go. Do you have access to your email, Charlene?
Say that again?
Do you have access to your email?
Yes.
Can you kindly open your email?
No, it's telling me to log into the DocuSign. Is that something I needed to do?
No, I don't think you have to.
Okay, I'm at email.
Mm-hmm. So in your email, you'll find something from Creative Design Agency with my name, Sheldon Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it?
Oh, you're saying you did email me something?
Yes, you should have something in
okay,
your email.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, perfect. Can you open that? You'll see a sign that says,
okay, there's
get
two.
Started.
One of them says, there's two of them. One says, you've been added to collaborate.
Yes,
the one?
That one.
Okay. And click on Get Started?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, it keeps coming up with my last name is PA, so I don't like that.
Yeah, when I created the entire project, unfortunately I can't correct the name of the project because it will disrupt the messages.
Okay.
I'll see if I can manage that, if it's possible.
Okay, I see. That's okay. All right, so it's got my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says create a password.
Yes. You can change the name, I think, but you can't.
I did. Yeah, I did my name. Okay, so now I'm just doing an 8-character, at least two numbers. Okay.
So you can complete the entire account. Once you're done with the account, I'll guide you on how to use the platform, okay?
Okay, I'm going to write the password.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then I should click on receive news.
I don't think, you don't have to click on receive news.
Okay. Click on agree to the storing of the data?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it's telling me that my username is Gold Pace.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Are you able to sign up?
It says your administration has switched everybody in your company to the new teamwork.
Yes.
Click on individual contributor, is that right?
Individual contributor, what?
The choice is individual contributor or project manager.
I'd say go with individual contributor, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then click on next.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you should be at the project page now.
It says home is renamed my work.
Yes. So, on the top left now, do you see your name? Not you, like, I know it's Gold Pa.
Charlene Gold Pay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Below that, do you see an option called list, board, and table?
Yes.
And the same line you'll see at the end messages.
Yes.
Yeah, can you kindly click on messages?
Okay.
When you click on messages, you'll be guided to the message section that says welcome on board. I want you to click on welcome on board.
I should click on messages. Oh, welcome on board is there. Okay. Uh-huh.
Click on welcome on board. And
okay.
Open the message.
Okay, yes.
Now, that's a general message from me as the welcome on board message, and in that message, the important part is at the last line, is free. Feel free to reach out to me for any queries or concerns, and that is the office number. That is the office line
mm-hmm.
that I use with my extension, and after that
mm-hmm.
is personal cell phone number, okay? So you can reach
mm-hmm.
out to me on any of them. Now, can you kindly tell me which time zone you are in and where you're from?
Sacramento, California, Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, that's Pacific Time. Okay. Because I work in Eastern. I'm from New York. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because I need that in order if I'm scheduling a call and if I'm designing the call, yeah, I need to know,
mm-hmm.
know what time it is. And but for you, I think it's pretty good because I work Pacific 9 to 6 because I work Eastern 12 to 9 because I can't get
mm-hmm.
up in the morning. So, anyways, below, do you see two files attached if you scroll down?
Yes.
Now, in order to download the files, all you have to do is click on the three dots on one of the files.
Okay.
If you click on the three dots, it'll give you a download option.
Click download?
Yes, I want you to download both the forms and fill them out, okay? You don't have to answer
okay.
every question in the form, just the questions that you can. Now, scroll
mm-hmm.
down a bit more, and you'll see a blue add reply button.
Uh-huh.
Click on the add reply button, and it will show you a message box that will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can type anything on the message box. Now, below, you see who should be notified, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, in that, there are three names. One is me, Sheldon.
Uh-huh.
Another is Mr. Daniel McCain. That is going to be your strategist for the book. He'll help you out in terms of marketing and making sure that your book has a good launch, okay?
Okay.
And then there's Lisa Taylor. That's the boss. For both of us.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Below that is the attach file option. So when you fill out, when you have the forms filled out, you can click on the attach file option. It will give you a blue add files button. You can click on that and you can attach your manuscript and the filled forms. Okay? And then we'll get the work started. Once you return me the forms and the manuscript, we'll get the work started from there. Okay?
Okay, so I'm to click on both of these things that we downloaded, fill that out, and then attach it to this file.
Yes.
And then put post your reply.
Yes, post your reply, and you can send it. You can also have to attach the manuscript, so we have the book. Do you have the cover made?
Yeah, that's... Now, that's the part that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do without help is attach my manuscript because it's in paper form, so how would I attach it?
So it's in paper form.
Yeah.
So you've handwritten it, right?
It's printed off in paper form.
Oh, okay. Then where's the soft copy?
What?
Where's the soft copy? Like, if you, it's in printed out form, then it should be written somewhere, right? Like,
well, when I created it, I typed one page at a time and saved it. And so then I had to get help once before to get it all together. So somebody helped me to get it all together, and then I took it over to mailboxes, and they printed it out in one piece.
Okay. So you went to mailbox, right?
Yeah.
So to do that, to do something, you can go to mailbox again, okay? Or you go to your any local staple store, okay? And you can ask them to convert this, these printed documents into a PDF, okay? And they'll make it into a soft file.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have somebody do it for me, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's easier to get someone to do it for you. You can get a soft format created for this. It will be a PDF file, and then you can send us the PDF file, and we'll deal with the rest, okay?
Okay, so now what address will I be sending that?
You don't have to send
PDF
it to a
file.
You can send the PDF file. You can send it on the same platform. You can send it on Teamwork.
Well, that's where you lost me. If I'm going to take my paper product to Staples.
You're going to take your paper product to Staples. They're going to make a file, a file that you can use on your PC for it.
Oh,
like
they're going to send it to me.
Yeah, they're going to make
they're
a Word
send it to me.
Yeah. Or I can attach my email. I'll attach my email in the message, and you can find it, okay?
So they're going to make it a Word document for me that I could send to you.
Yes.
Okay, well, I might need help for that, but anyway, I can do that later. Okay.
So they'll guide you on it. You don't have to worry about it. They'll guide you entirely on how to do it and how it works, okay? Part of their job.
Well, see, I am a great grandmother, so that's why I don't know everything that you're telling me.
That's why I didn't say that you have to do this and this, and you can send it to us that way. I just said you have to go to a Staples store, and they'll deal with the rest.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to worry about it. Those guys are pretty good. They're pretty professional, and they'll manage it.
Okay. So I will try to do these two documents right here. And then you said after I fill those two out, then it's attached file, and then post your reply?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll try it.
If you have any problems, you can reach out to me. No problems. Okay?
Okay.
And,
all right.
One last thing is once you send the manuscript, the process time is usually we give our first response from our team will come in within 7 to 10 working days. Okay? So once that response starts, from then it's about your feedback. Like when you give us a feedback, our next response will be within 4 to 5 days of your feedback. Okay? I'll respond within a day, but the team that will be working on your book will respond in 4 to 5 days. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll try. Well, I'll try to do this right now. It's on here.
That's good. Any other questions that you have that I can answer for you?
No, not right now.
That's good. So at any point in time you want to reach out to me, you can. You know my working days. We work from Monday to Friday. And on the weekends, if you have an emergency, you can just drop me a text and I'll give you a call. Okay?
Okay, so that's the 218-300 number? Or the 217?
217. That's my personal.
217-598 is your number. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. So
all righty.
It was lovely talking to you. And
okay.
I'll catch up to you when you send me the manuscript, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, so have a good day.
All right, thank you, bye.